This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
time. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing. In this podcast, we cover all the basics that you need to start your investing journey. Are you joining us for the very first time? Is this the very start of your investing journey? Well, before you dive into this episode with us, our feed is designed to go from the very beginning. So we strongly recommend that you scroll up and start at episode one. However, if you are feeling brave and just want to dive in, then of course, don't let us stop you. Here at Get Started Investing, we unpack all of the jargon and the confusing bits. We hear your investing stories with the goal of making investing less intimidating. And of course, we want to have a good time along the way. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Great to be back for another week.
It is. Always great to be back.
Yeah. We're talking all things micro-investing today.
With a different slant.
Well, yeah, because the span of our investing journey, of the time that we've been investing, has been a pretty phenomenal story with micro-investing. I remember when we were living together in Canberra, micro-investing wasn't really a thing in Australia, and Acorns had just launched over in the US.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is epic, roundups. Yeah. Hopefully it can come to Australia. And now, what, 8 years later, it is ubiquitous to the point where we're asking today, do we even need it anymore?
That's it. So we have spoken about the benefits of micro-investing before, but this is taking a look at the situation today, how it's all panned out, and then we will answer that question, do we need micro-investing?
But first, one piece of housekeeping. If you're listening in Australia, you may be familiar with the ASX share market game. We're playing it this year. The boys at Comedian The Economist and Maddie and Sophie over at You're In Good Company are doing a bunch of content around the game, and we've set up an Equity Mates Media League. We're in it. Some of the team here at Equity Mates HQ are in it. Thomas, Adam, Maddie, and Sophie are all in it. Come join us. Come play. See if you can beat Bryce. He's laid the gauntlet down. He said no one is going to beat him. So let's see if we can beat him.
Yeah, that's true. I will win the competition. No. So just if you're unsure what the game is, you get 50,000 in fake money, and we get to trade the ASX 300 and a number of ETFs as well. It mirrors what happens in the real market. So it's a great chance for you to practice everything that we preach without real money. Come and join along. The league is called EM Media. We'll put some links in the show notes so you can join us. It starts on the 3rd of March.
Mm, you can practice what you preach, or if you listen to the bonus episode we did with the Comedian The Economist, Adam is going to trade sports team sponsors.
Yes.
That is definitely not what we preach, but hey, it's fake money, so you can test out new tactics if you would like.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We hope to see you in our league. But Ren, let's start with having a quick debrief on the difference between the traditional broker and what is now micro-investing.
Yeah, this episode started when we were talking about the lower and lower minimums that traditional brokers allow you to invest with. So if we go back, you know, us living in Canberra, figuring out what investing was, subscribing to the AFR and feeling like we were, you know.
Did you subscribe?
I think so, yeah.
Big spender.
Do you remember there used to be that Google Chrome extension that
gave
epic. You free access?
Wall blocker or pay blocker or whatever, yeah.
No longer works, unfortunately. Now we do pay and subscribe.
Yes,
but that was great for two uni students trying to figure it all out. But back in those days, there was a real difference between micro-investing and brokers. Micro-investing, the concept was it pooled investors' money and allowed investors to start with literally just a couple of cents. And we were looking over at Acorns in the US and being like, wow, that's a really cool innovation. Because in Australia, back where we were, you generally had to invest with at least $500. That was sort of the minimum amount of money that you had to invest in the market.
Mm. But that is changed, or has changed, which is fantastic. Over time, as more competition has come into the market, more brokers have come in, the minimum to invest is now much, much lower, which is fantastic. Mm. We now, I think, Sharesies lets you literally invest with a couple of cents, or as low as a cent.
We talk about the race to the bottom in terms of fees, but I think there's also been a race to the race to the bottom in terms of investing minimums.
Mm.
So it's become cheaper, and it's become, and you've needed less money to invest. And as you said, you now can invest with literally 1 cent through a traditional broker.
So then that gap between micro investing and brokers seems to be getting closer and closer and closer.
Mm, yeah, the benefit of micro investing seems to have been eroded a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't, and the innovation that's really enabled this is when micro investing came on the scene, it was all about pooling investors' money. So 30 cents from Bryce, 50 cents from me, $2 from Specky McGee, you know, like it all gets rolled up and then it buys one share and we each have a bit of that. We have a fraction of that. Well, the brokers saw that and said, well, we can do fractional shares as well. And so what happens with people like Sharesies or Robinhood over in the US, they just buy the share, and then if you want to buy a fraction of that share, they hold the share and you then own a fraction of it. So the real innovation that has enabled both micro-investing and these brokers to get lower and lower and lower is the idea of owning a fraction of a share.
Yeah, so good. I mean, I remember when we were starting out and Amazon was, see, $800 or something, $800 or $900. You had to buy the full thing.
Yeah.
I didn't have that much money.
Yeah.
I only had
still don't.
600. Still don't. Thank God I can buy in cents.
Yeah. And so if we talk about the situation today, what we see around the world is that if you want to start investing with very small amounts, you can do so with a micro investing app, or you can do so with a more traditional online broker. So in the States, we spoke about Acorns as the OG micro investing app.
Yes.
They're still kicking around. Pretty sure they're a publicly traded company now.
Still kicking. They did make it to Australia, finally.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. So Acorns in America, you can invest from literally cents. But then when we had a look at Robinhood, if you're buying, depending on what part of the Robinhood terms and conditions you read, you can either invest from 1 cent or $1.
Right.
But
well,
either way, it's very small.
Okay.
We're not in the States. We don't have access to Robinhood, but from what we could read, that was the numbers.
Okay.
If you go to the UK, Wealthify lets you invest, is a micro investing app that lets you invest from £1. But traditional brokers like eToro, they allow you to invest from a minimum of $10. So if you're in the UK, you know, there's not that much of a difference. In Australia, you said Acorns finally made it out here. Acorns came here and then became Raise.
Yeah.
Raise lets you round up your money and invest from literally cents. There's plenty of other platforms that do the same. But as you mentioned, Sharesies, a New Zealand broker that's come to Australia, lets you invest in shares or ETFs from 1 cent.
Nice.
So wherever you are in the world, there's micro-investing platforms and there's online brokers, and the difference between them in terms of how much money you need to start investing is pretty negligible.
I got to say, America, Australia, kudos to you guys letting people get into the market with cents. Wealthify, a pound, that's like almost $2.
True.
Where's the cents? Where's the pennies?
Well, I mean, look, to be fair, maybe there are other platforms.
Yeah, there might be.
One thing that I've really noticed is Google geo-blocked the shit out of you
when you're searching this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like micro-investing apps in the UK, and then you just get hit with heaps of Australian ones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's the algorithm working for you.
I know, yeah. I know.
How do we get the Google of UK? Google.com/UK.
Yeah, .com.uk.
Can you change location? Anyway, let's keep moving.
I mean, you can get there, let's be clear, but it's just they know you're in Australia. But yeah, let's keep moving.
So then, Ren, I guess the question comes down to, with the fact that I can now take cents, invest it in, through brokers, invest without the minimum of $500. I can take a bit more charge with the investments that I'm making, not pool my money with everyone else. Do we need micro investing apps anymore? We have said in our book throughout this show that it is a great way to start your investing journey. It might be confusing if people are coming on and listening now and we're saying, do we even need it anymore? Are they outdated? Where do you land on that?
Well, we went out to the Equity Mates community on our Instagram to get their thoughts. And if you're not following us at Equity Mates, you won't regret it.
Guaranteed.
So to the question, do we need them anymore? Are people using them? Are they outdated? Well, 41% of the Equity Mates community say they currently use a micro investing platform. So a little bit less than half.
Yeah.
31% said they previously used a micro investing app but no longer do.
I like that.
So I think that's an interesting dynamic that there's a number of investors that are graduating out of, that started with micro investing and graduating out. But I think, so we asked if people would have started investing if it wasn't for a micro investing platform. And 68% of people said they would have started investing without micro investing, but 32%, so a third, said they would not have started investing if it wasn't for micro investing platforms. So I think that's a really interesting point that about the role that micro investing plays.
I absolutely agree. And I think that, you know, I can think of some real life examples in our friendship group, my partner Harriet, even myself. I am in that group of have previously but no longer use. So many people use it as a way, and we talk about using it as a way to just dip your toe in the water and understand what it's like to have money in the market in a way that, you know, you're not going to have to pick stocks, you're not going to have to think too much about it. You can get started actually knowing nothing.
Yeah, and I think there's some key, so sure, maybe the ability to invest in tiny amounts is not as valuable as it used to be because there's more and more platforms that allow you to do the same thing. But I think there are a number of features of micro investing that mean it still have a place. And I think what you've just said there around being automated is really valuable. You can set and forget with Acorns or Raise. You plug it into your bank account and it rounds up. So you buy a coffee for $4.50, it takes the 50 cents and invests it for you. That getting into the market without thinking about it is so valuable.
Mm.
I think Razor's original tagline was change your life without changing your life. No idea why they went away from it because it's a good line.
Mm.
But I think that's super valuable.
Incredibly valuable. But just like we saw the brokers get closer to micro investing on the minimums front, we're also now seeing brokers get closer on the allowing for auto invest front, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we in Australia, we have Perla that does automated investments. You can say every month, take $100 from my bank account, put it into an ETF.
Shazzy's as well now.
Shazzy's too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the others follow very quickly.
I would put money on it.
In fact, I would be surprised if they didn't.
Me too.
And I'm sure overseas it's a similar story. And we see also the crypto brokers do it. You know, I use SwiftX and I have an automated investment with them. But and I think that leads to the second thing where micro investing is really valuable. It ingrains the right investing behavior in terms of dollar cost averaging.
How much of your investing would you automate if your broker did it?
I would honestly be a better investor because what I would do is figure out how much I saved, take the lion's share of that and automate that, and then only invest in individual stocks with what I have left.
Yeah.
Whereas right now what I do is transfer it to my brokerage and be like, oh, I should put some into ETFs. And then it's like, oh, Spotify might be cheap or Shopify or, you know, what am I buying today? Like that's the thing that gets me excited.
Yeah.
So I think if that feature existed, I would be a more disciplined and better investor.
Yeah.
So for the broker platforms out there listening, build it.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Yeah, look, you're right. The DCA dollar cost averaging component, we did an episode on this just before Christmas. getting into the habit of doing that has proven to be incredibly successful, and micro investing is sort of no better example and no better way of doing that.
Mm.
Putting small amounts into the market at regular increments and not even thinking about it, and buying in at different stages of the market.
Not worrying if the market's too overvalued or undervalued. Is it going to crash? Where are we?
Yeah.
It's just consistently drip feeding money into the market time and time again is shown to be the most sensible way to invest.
Yeah.
But we don't do it because we're dumb humans with eight brains. So speaking of being dumb humans with brains that play tricks on us, one thing that traditional brokers and the stock market in general, a feature of it that confuses a lot of us is there's so much choice. There's just stupid amounts of choice.
Yeah.
And that choice is overwhelming even for the most seasoned investor. And I think one thing that micro investing still does well is really limit that choice, reduce the noise, and really simplify it for a beginner investor.
Yeah. A lot of people in our community, if you're not part of the Equity Mates Facebook group, make sure you come and join because there's a lot of conversation going on there. But time and time again, we have people coming in. I've got a list of 10 ETFs. What should I choose from? Which one should I start with? I'm confused between VTS, VGS, VAT, DHHF, DHHF, whatever it is.
Even you just saying that, another thing that microinvesting does, they don't use the acronyms.
They don't use acronyms. They make it sound all, platinum fund.
Yeah.
So, you don't have to worry about all of that with microinvesting. You get to choose between what would be classed as a diversified or a growth portfolio. They choose all the stocks in the and the ETFs that go into it, and away you go.
Mm.
Great way to start.
Yeah. So, and the last one that I've just noted, there's two more actually, but one more that I've noted here is ease of use. So again, maybe we can invest with small amounts on brokerage platforms, but sometimes they're not the most intuitive platforms to use. And to be fair, they've got a lot better and a lot more intuitive, but there's something really easy about these micro investing apps. It's like three clicks and you've invested with your first dollar,
That's good. That is good. We want the Amazon
one click
buy though. Yeah.
True.
Well, there's some startups coming out now that are trying to beat that.
No click.
I don't know how. They're trying to make it frictionless. You just look at it.
They just hack your bank account. They're buying it.
You bought it.
The last thing I think we should say about micro investing apps is that they give you access to other asset classes.
Mm.
Because everything we've spoken about so far today is really focused on shares. We're saying you can invest in the share market with your broker like Robinhood or eToro or Sharesies from as little as a cent or a dollar. But there are other asset classes where it's harder to get into. So fixed income, property, stuff like that. Micro investing there is still much easier to access than traditional investing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so on that point, Ren, we went to the community as well and asked them how they're using micro investing apps to access other types of assets. 78% use micro investing apps for shares. That's not surprising. But 15% for crypto. So Bamboo comes to mind.
Yep.
They let you invest in micro invest into Bitcoin, Ethereum, gold and silver.
Yeah, Bamboo available in the US and Australia. Not sure about anywhere else.
Yes,
but
plans to go global. 1% used for fixed income, and I would assume that would be the Blossom app
in Australia.
Yeah. Other apps elsewhere, and 6% for other. We would assume that would be the real estate. There are some apps that let you buy small amounts of co-shared real estate, residential.
Yeah, BrickX comes to mind. I think there's a couple of others. There's nothing more boring than micro investing into fixed income products.
I agree.
Just in terms of it's sensible. It's incredibly defensive, incredibly sensible. But just hearing you say that in a sentence almost put me to sleep.
Micro investing into a term deposit. Gosh, boring. So look, some of the popular platforms here in Australia, we have mentioned Raise. 20% of our community use Raise. 26% though use Spaceship, very similar to Raise. And then 27% use CommSec Pocket, one of the biggest banks here, or the biggest bank here in Australia, let you have a invest into a bunch of ETFs.
Yeah, 7 ETFs you can choose from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are the 3 big platforms in Australia: Raise, Spaceship, CommSec Pocket. I was surprised that of those 3, CommSec Pocket was the most popular, but then 27% were in the other bucket. And so that's, you know, the brokers that allow you to invest in small amounts, Bamboo, BrickX, all of those other platforms.
Well, Ren, I can't wait to reveal the results of our community survey more broadly that we've been doing in a couple of weeks' time, because I have a big bone to pick with a lot of our audience and their use of CommSec.
Oh, there's still, CommSec still has the
way too share. Much yeah. exposure to CommSec.
Honestly, like, it is amazing. You think, and this is a very Australian focused part of the conversation, but we have just seen so much money pour into the space in terms of venture capital investments, and so much of that has gone to advertising.
Yeah.
Superhero covered every bus in every capital city yeah. over summer. And yet CommSec still just reigns supreme.
I know. We have
like more, CommSec we have do more, nothing.
Nothing.
They don't
nothing,
advertise.
Nothing. They don't advertise and they still charge a fortune.
They used to go into schools and sign people up while they were young, but they're not allowed to do that anymore.
That's just the most brilliant marketing campaign they ever did, the Dolomites. Anyway, we will talk about this at some point, because I feel we have a bigger role to play at Equity Mates in letting people know that okay. there's better opportunity.
If CommSec get better, if they have come to the party, they've cut their brokerage in half, like, I have no problem with them as long as they keep delivering for the retail investor.
Yeah, but there's just...
There's better platforms.
No incentive for them to keep going when they're just so big. But anyway, let's pick it up when we...
So let's get back to micro-investing.
Bring the beef next time.
Okay, all right. Let's get back to micro-investing. I am going to make a big call.
Okay.
When we started investing 8 years ago, when I started investing, living with you 8 years ago, micro-investing barely existed. There yes. was one startup in the US that really was setting the tone, which was Acorns.
Yeah.
8 years later, we're saying it's ubiquitous. There's a platform in almost every country, and many of them are publicly listed, like they're becoming pretty mature as businesses, and we're asking, do they have a place anymore? I think if we fast forward another 8 years, there just won't be a difference. The idea of a micro-investing app and a brokerage platform, they will just be one and the same. The Raises and the Acorns are going to have to move up the value chain because they don't want their customers to graduate off their platform to full-service brokers or to online brokers. And similarly, the Robin Hoods, the Superheroes, all of them, they want to start people's investing journey. And as we found in our survey, a third of our community found micro-investing was the thing that got them started. So all of the things we've spoken about, automated investing, you know, that set and forget, roundup features, limited choice if you want it, making platforms easier to use, maybe giving access to micro-investing to other assets, all of that stuff, I feel is just going to be... It's table stakes for brokers.
And then the Equity Mates platform will be sitting above it all, reigning supreme.
Also,
watch this space in 8 years' time. Yeah, no, look, that makes total sense. And the lines are becoming much more blurry at the moment. So I totally agree with that. Now, Ren, before we move to a break and then answer some of the questions, there are a couple of reasons why we might not be interested in micro-investing. Do we just quickly want to close them out?
Sure. I mean, yeah, we've pumped up micro-investing a bit for set and forget, roundups, DCAing, all that stuff. But you've got to be mindful of fees.
Yeah.
We hate fees here at Equity Mates. It's our number one policy. If you're investing $1 a month and the fees are 50 cents a month, you're losing half your money in fees. And you're not going to make that up by your investment returns. So if you're investing small amounts, you have to be mindful of the fees you're paying. So that's number one.
Let's just put that into even more focus. Raise in Australia, if you have less than $15,000 in your account, they're charging you $3.50 a month.
Okay.
So if you're only investing cents and it happens to add up to $2.
What if you have less than $3.50 in your account?
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess that you just keep netting out at zero each month.
Jeez.
I don't actually know how they take that fee, but... it might be built into the price somewhere along the lines. But yeah, you definitely need to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
That is your brokerage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So number one is fees. Always be mindful when, always be mindful, but be especially mindful when you're investing small amounts, because as a percentage that can be really high. Second one, you may be able to get better returns elsewhere.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we've spoken about how limiting the choice is good to reduce the noise and make it easy, but it also means that maybe the best investments aren't there. You know, if we think back to when we were in that share house, I'm going to keep referencing that, or when Acorns Australia first launched a couple of years later, we could have put all of our investments into Acorns and probably got like 7 or 8% return a year, or we could have gone all in on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we didn't.
Instead, I went all in on Slater and Gordon and got much worse returns, lost the first $1,000 that I invested. But it's just to be mindful of, you know, like micro investing, you're probably going to get the market's average returns there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Whereas if you back yourself to pick individual stocks or find the right fund manager or find an ETF that you think will outperform the market, they'll obviously do better, but there comes with higher risk. So it's just about risk tolerance. But that is one downside. And I think that's why a lot of people graduate 100% from micro investing.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. People become more interested, become more confident, become more aware of other opportunities and what they could be doing with their money, and eventually graduate to choosing other alternatives, which is totally fine.
And so, when you graduate, you don't have to close your micro investing account. We should say that.
Yeah, of course. I think I've still got mine open, but there's nothing in there.
You can do both.
Yeah. All right. So before we continue, Ren, let's just take a very quick break and we'll get straight back into it after we hear from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Ren. So some questions that we've got in. So Ren, question number one, do any of the micro investing apps pay dividends?
Long and short of it, yes.
Yep.
You are the owner of whatever fraction of the ETF or the shares that you own through your micro investing platform. In Australia, we've had a look before, Raise and CommSec Pocket automatically reinvest them.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to get cash in your bank account, but the dividend will get put back into your investment amount. And I think Spaceship pay your dividends out annually as a distribution.
Nice.
If you're overseas, check it. But yeah, you're entitled to those dividends as the investor, so you get them.
Love that. Second, do Bryce and Alec, use micro investing for shares?
So I used to use Raise when it was Acorns Australia. That wasn't how I started investing, but that was very early in my investing journey. I no longer use it for shares just because I invest in shares through an online broker. But I do use micro investing for crypto. I use Bamboo because I just dollar cost average into Bitcoin and Ethereum and don't want to think about it. I also use SwiftX for dollar cost average, but same thing. It's just like tiny amounts consistently. Don't freak out about the price. What about you?
Exactly the same. So there's no point in me repeating exactly the same.
Okay.
I still have Raise open. Nothing's going in there. Took everything out a number of years ago.
Are you getting hit with a $3.50 fee a month?
No, because I don't think there's anything. I don't think it's.
Oh, you're just not. You're not going into negative.
It's not active. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just sitting there. I should check that though. I haven't checked in years, so I'd hope it's not in negative. And similarly, micro invest into crypto.
Nice. All right. Next one, question for you. When should I make the change from micro investing to online brokers?
Well, there's no sort of after 2 years, that's the time to make the change. The change is when you feel comfortable and confident that you can take that next step and set up a brokerage account. Also, you don't have to do one or the other. Keep micro investing going. And then just like you use micro investing to test the waters, sign up to a brokerage account. And as we've spoken about this episode, you don't need to put huge amounts of money in. Put small amounts of money in and test what it's like to buy into individual stocks and individual ETFs. You'll know when that moment is and you're feeling comfortable and confident that you are, that you're ready to do that.
Yeah, 100%. There's no one size fits all answer, but I think what you finished there with, when you feel comfortable and confident, it's the right time.
Yeah.
So, Bryce, a number of questions came through about fees. What are the fees like? Don't the brokerage fees get expensive? Is it really worth it? Are the fees higher than non-micro platforms? So I think we touched on fees a little bit earlier, but it's good that the Equity Mates community are asking those questions because it's the right question to ask. And I think the way to do it, jump on the micro investing platform's website. They have to outline their fees and then do the maths. If it's a percentage, if it's a dollar amount, figure out what you're paying in fees and compare that to what your other options are, because I'm really glad that that's the most common question we got.
Yeah, agreed. No matter where you are in the world, I'm sure your home country has a comparison website that'll easily do that for you. Finder.com.au here in Australia is a great way to do that. All right, Ren, to close it out, is there a point where it's risky having large sums in micro-investing platforms?
I mean, no riskier than the share market itself. Some will say because it's held in custody rather than CHESS-sponsored, there might be some additional risk there. But I think the main thing is whether you're investing through an online broker or whether you're investing through a micro-investing platform, there are means to an end, and the end is the share market that you're investing in.
Exactly.
And so it's risky. Like the share market, we're living through it in 2022. Like if you invested in growth stocks, you probably lost a fair bit of money in the first month or two of this year. And so there's risk. You might lose money. I think Spaceship, there's a few people that said I've lost a lot of money on Spaceship because it's more orientated towards growth and tech. But the upside is the stock market continues to grind higher over the long term. It's been the best source of investment returns, history's greatest wealth creator, and we can access it from literally 1 cent these days. That's pretty exciting.
That's pretty exciting. That is a great way to finish the episode. So look, to answer the question, do we even need micro-investing anymore? It feels like, and it's also shown through the Equity Mates community that there is a place for micro-investing, but the lines are just becoming a little more blurred. If you've enjoyed this episode and it was your first, welcome to the community. Make sure you go back and listen to our 12-part series at the start to really get you up to speed. And don't forget as well that there's plenty more content in the Equity Mates media network. Go and check out You're in Good Company, Comedian the Economist, Crypto Curious, and also Equity Mates Investing Podcast. If you want more information and more content on the world of investing, we're covering it all. But Ren, it's always great to chat. A reminder that you can join us on our ASX game. Show notes will be available for that, but we'll pick it up next week.
Sounds good.
Get Started Investing is a product of Equity Mates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of Get Started Investing are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the Equity Mates website where you can find the ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media and the hosts of Get Started Investing acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.